gun, you got to pack it out of the woods, and that's the hard part. You can travel from, I guess I average maybe 20 miles a day in the woods sometimes looking for holes. And usually when you do find them, they're way down the bottom, and then you got to pack them out. And you start by packing 100 pounds or more out, plus your rifle. Yeah, you work. But like I say, you kill a hog, that's, you're saving maybe $60 or $70 there, see? Good meat, that's right.
Yeah.
Then you take him down the creek and you strip him.
Did you carry him out clean, or did you clean before you carried him out?
They got what? Palm? Or did you
palm land, yeah.
Yeah, palm?
Yeah, they got big palm trees around here. About a quarter out of the ground.
Okay. About a hog that would come up and you didn't want him to be a boar, you would do what?
Oh, we cut him. And back a long time ago now, when we first started, I first went to the woods with Daddy. They used to go in there in the woods and catch them little pigs. Now, they used to have catch dogs. Now, you ain't going to find a dog like that now. I ain't seen one. But these dogs would catch a sow and keep her on the side where you could grab the pigs and you could cut them or crimp their ears and make them mark. But I ain't seen a dog like that in years. They would actually hold a hog back. And you could, like I say, if you want to cut him, you take a pocket knife and you cut the testicles off.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe you cramp the ears, whatever mark he had, too.
Okay. You call out of what? When you cut him, that was a...
Well, let's see. You got a show, you got a bar. Bar's got his. It's a
bar.
No, bar's a boar.
Okay.
Dog, if I don't
one that had been cut.
I don't remember now.
Okay.
He'll come to me.
Yeah. Now the male horse was what? What did you call a male horse?
No, you had your studs.
Yeah.
And if you cut him, you had a gilding.
Yeah. And the female was?
Female?
Yeah.
Well, you had your mares. Well, you had your asses.
Did you ride them a lot?
Horses?
Yeah.
No, not too much.
Where would you go?
We were right around the pasture out on the old tram roadside road. You never really did stuff like that to your work animals. That's just one of my daddy's rules, you know.
Horse was a work animal, huh?
The one we had was, yeah. He wasn't no fancy quarter horse or nothing. It was a big old, matter of fact, it's what you call a half mule and half horse, too. You know, call it a pistol tail.
A what?
Pistol tail.
Pistol tail.
And that's all daddy used for was to work with, you know, in the garden and stuff.
Okay. What about the ones you used to drive carts with or wagons with?
Well, that would be, they're more of a better bloodline, like a walker or something like that. An easy gated horse.
Mm-hmm.
And they're a gentler horse, that's what you used on your buggies. You can tell your luxury horses from your workhorse, easy and sleeker, you know.
Did you ever see the big things they would use to pull wagons with, you know?
The harness and the neck piece?
Well, these were the type of animals. They looked like a big bull.
Oh, the oxen?
Yeah. Two of those would be a...
Well, you're digging way back there now.
You don't remember them being used right here?
No.